Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment. Your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, y'all, we got a very, very special guest this morning. My dog. Come on, baby. Rain, sleet, snow, shine. We like the Pony Express over here. We ride. We ride together. He is the most notable sports analysis and not worry about
analyst.
That. Sports talker.
Because he be talking.
You know, when you try to be big and you ain't really got it. He's the biggest sports talker.
Crazy.
Right. Of our time. His signature style of commentating is renowned. He's a featured commentator and executive producer for ESPN's First Take. And his No Mercy podcast is streaming on YouTube. He's added another iron in the fire, baby. Mm-hmm. He is now a best-selling author. This is one of his newest accolades, and he's got a new book out entitled Straight Shooter. It's a memoir of second chances and first takes. It's available now. He's here to tell us about Straight Shooter, why he shoots straight all the damn time. Shoot straight when he need to be firing crooked sometimes, but he don't know how. Ladies and gentlemen, Straight Shooter himself, my dog, the one and only Stephen A. Smith.
What's going on? I miss y'all so much. How's everybody doing? How y'all doing?
Great.
You too.
Good.
Yeah,
man.
Great.
What's up?
How you feeling, man?
I'm just humbled, man. You know, my book hit the New York Times bestseller list. You know, on Wednesday, and the book was dedicated, obviously, to my mother, who was the ultimate straight shooter. Y'all all know she passed away in 2017. She's the greatest woman I've ever known, and I dedicated the book to her. And you know, we talk about God a lot. I know y'all do, and for me to be a New York Times bestseller, it's beyond my wildest dreams. But the day it was announced was on my mother's birthday, which was Wednesday. So it was...
How hard did you cry?
How hard? I'm sorry?
I said, how hard did you cry?
I cried a little bit. You know, I miss her a lot. You know, I spent the first two years she was gone, I cried every day. And, you know, I cry periodically from time to time because I miss her so much. But when I got the New York Times bestseller, I mean, in the book, I talk about how I got left back not once but twice. Got left back in the third grade because I had a first grade reading level. I got promoted that following September. I got left back in June, but I got promoted that September to the fourth grade after I did summer school. Then I completed the fourth grade and then got left back again because I still had a fourth grade reading level. And I remember when I was a fourth grader and my father's standing in the kitchen with my mother. And he doesn't know that she's on, they don't know I'm on the back porch. And my father told my mother, the boy just ain't smart. He ain't going to be anything. Just get over it and accept it. And my mother never, ever capitulated to that. She never gave in to that. She always believed in me. She always pushed me. She always demanded excellence from me and what have you. And she was my greatest cheerleader. And so it's one thing if I'm successful because, you know, I'm doing something totally different. I'm playing sports. I'm an actor. I'm doing whatever. It's another thing entirely when you can't read, you can't comprehend what you're reading because of your ability to read, write, and communicate. For me to overcome those challenges and then to be this successful and then for it to be the culminating point, because I had achieved everything I had set out to achieve in my career already, but to achieve this was the final thing on my bucket list, and to pull it off and to have it announced on her birthday, it was truly, in my mind, God's way of just reminding me that she's watching over me and she's taking care of me still.
Beautiful.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Beautiful.
You know, I think a lot of people don't know the backstory behind people's success. I think books like this are important. You in this book, man, you get pretty frank with everything, Stephen A. You was talking in the book about getting fired from ESPN in 2009 and sharing that news with your mother. How'd that go?
Well, that was a tough one. When I got let go, when they told me they were letting me go, I was devastated. I felt screwed over. I felt set up. But I also felt very, very alone and very scared because I was a father. I was a new dad. And I was like, man, this is scary as hell because how am I going to take care of my responsibilities? Because it's the last thing, it's the biggest fear that I've always had. And I went back to my mother's house licking my wounds, even though I had my own house in South Jersey, New Jersey. I went back to her house in Hollis, Queens, and I laid in the bed for a couple of days. And after a couple of days there, she would always bring me breakfast, my well-toasted bagel with extra butter, my hot tea, milk and sugar from the West Indies, and I always drank that. And she brought me a tray of food, and on the tray with the food was a handheld mirror. And I was like, what is this for? She said, I'm just wondering when you're going to start looking at yourself. And she pointed out how my attitude wasn't the greatest, that I was a bit too negative, that she listened to me over the phone talking about my bosses, talking about issues, playing the role of victim, acting like everybody was doing me wrong instead of accepting culpability for myself. And she said, I'm not saying you deserve to be fired, but I do know this. I know that you don't like being around people like that. So why would you expect your bosses to want you around? You got to grow up. You got to mature. You got to accept the fact that things don't always go your way. But you got to persevere anyway and maintain a level of decorum and control and poise and get rid of that arrogance and acting like you're entitled to things because you're not. That made a really big time impact in terms of changing my mindset and getting me on the right track again.
We got to come back. I don't know who this is I'm talking to. I've never heard this person before. I don't know. We'll got to come back. This is great, man. The book is called Straight Shooter. It's a memoir of second chances and first takes. We'll be back more with Stephen A. Smith right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody, we're back. Our special guest this morning is my friend, Stephen A. Smith. I ride with him. I don't care what happened. And this brother right here, I'm seeing a side of him today. But first, the calmest I've ever talked to, the most inside look I've seen him give of himself publicly. And I think you got to understand that everybody you see that's a success story today, there's another story that often ain't told that looks that could look a lot like your story.
Can I say something? You know, I love all of y'all. I've known y'all for years. But I want to share something with y'all audience that I've never shared with anybody. And it's about Steve Harvey. When my brother died in 1992 in a car accident, 2 months before he passed away, I had made a vow that I would never go to his gravesite until I achieved what he swore I would achieve. And that was that I was going to be on ESPN one day. I was going to be a general sports columnist. I was going to be on TV, and I was going to resonate in such a way that the sports world was going to wait to hear what I had to say. And I never went to his grave until I achieved that goal 11 years later. And I bring up that story because fast forward to 2009, I had lost my job, and I was wondering about my future. I got a job back on Fox Sports Radio, but I was contemplating a lot of things, wondering how I could climb back or whatever. And I was in Atlanta showing up for the Disney Dreamers thing, and I was with Steve Harvey. And Steve Harvey doesn't remember this, but Steve Harvey probably doesn't remember this, but he sat down and talked to me because he saw fear in my eyes. Because I had two daughters by this time. I had a responsibility to take care of them. And I knew that I had gotten screwed over, but I also knew that I needed to accept accountability and to resurrect my career. And I knew it was going to be a long path there. And Steve Harvey sat me down, being the big brother that he is, and gave me words of wisdom about the trials and tribulations that I not only went through, but that I would have to go through to restore what I once had and to eclipse what I once had. And I always held on to those words, but more importantly than that, what I held on to most was the big brotherhood that he extended towards me that helped inspire me, because it reminded me that everything that I was after and everything that I was in pursuit of wasn't just myself, but it was for him and all the people in my life that never hesitated to extend a helping hand. So while I'm sitting here this morning as a New York Times bestseller, I want to say, get the applause for me. Make sure you give it to people like Steve, who extended a helping hand and inspired me and helped me learn how to galvanize the troops, to build my support base, so when I climbed again, I wouldn't fall, because I made sure to surround myself with people who wouldn't let me fall. You're one of those people, and I just want to say I love you for it. And I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Wow.
Man, let me go What's to wrong, a break
Steve?
Right here.
Let's go to break, Steve. Yeah.
I'm going to break, and I'm going to go write my memoir. I'll be right back. I'm coming back with more with Stephen A. Smith right out here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We're back. Our special guest this morning has been compelling. Stephen A. Smith from First Take, from the No Mercy podcast. Now the best-selling author. He's on the New York Times bestseller list. Woo-hoo! The stories about his past, his failures, his relationships with his family, all of this, man, is coming out. So, Stephen A., man, you're known as a straight shooter. That's the name of the book, Straight Shooter. Let me ask you this, man. Have you ever said anything most recently that you wish you could just suck back in your mouth?
Well, we all know what that is for me, bringing up the Rihanna and Beyonce comparison. I can't believe what that turned into. I mean, I'm like, you got to be kidding me, man.
Hey, Steve, did it catch you completely off guard?
Completely off guard, completely blindsided, man. Listen. Sherry Shepherd, who's doing a great job, they picked up two additional seasons for a show. Yes. I'm really happy for her. Yeah. You know, her team came in to me before the show, and they said, Stephen A., you do a debate show every day. We want to have a debate-style format. So we don't mind a healthy debate about something. We want to kind of incorporate that into your segment. And I said, no problem. You know, make it a little different than what people are accustomed to seeing if you're away from First Take. I said, no problem. So when she asked me about Rihanna doing the Super Bowl, listen, I love Rihanna. She's phenomenal. She got my money just like Beyonce got my money. I bought both albums. You know, I support them both. But I am a Beyonce fan. I think she might be the greatest female talent I've ever seen. And that includes Janet Jackson, who I loved as well. And so for me, when she said Rihanna, I'm thinking, you know, she said Rihanna in the Super Bowl. But when I'm thinking Super Bowl...
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Halftime shows. I'm thinking Beyonce with Destiny's Child. I'm thinking Beyonce with Bruno Mars and Coldplay. And I'm like, that's a high standard to live up to. And so because Sherry was asking me the question and I had in mind what they were saying, I was like, she's a lot of things. She's sensational and fantastic. She just ain't Beyonce. And you would have thought that I accepted the woman. I mean, I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, this is like.
But Steve, let me ask you a question. Where were you? Okay, now, I know Sherry's show is taped to live.
It went on the next day.
It airs the next day just as it tapes. They go to commercial break on time, everything. It's a really great web show. She got a great executive producer, black dude.
John Murray.
Where were you after the show aired? And where were you walking from?
Yo, bro, it wasn't even that. I taped the show, and 90 minutes later, as I'm about to go into Sirius XM, the taper interview, the damn thing was viral. And everybody was going crazy because they're like, yo, man, what did you say about Rihanna? Because apparently they put some clip out of what I said before the show even aired. And do y'all know? I don't even know. I never even knew who Navy was until I said, what y'all mean, Navy? You mean our armed forces? What are you talking about? Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine. What you talking about? They're like, no, Rihanna Navy. What the hell is that?
Like the beehive.
I had
no idea. I never heard of it in my life. I'm like, I'm too busy working all the damn time. I didn't know this stuff. So when people say they coming at me, I was like, well, the hell with them. I don't give a damn. Then you had some cats that I know who are Hollywood stars or Hollywood athletes texting me, come on, Stephen A. Man, you can't say that. I said, say what? I'm a fan of Beyonce? What are you talking about? You know, Stephen A., you can't do this. And then you got Leslie Jones going on Comedy Central, mean mugging me, going off. I'm like, I'm a fan of Leslie.
We were mad, Stephen A.
Y'all were mad, too.
We were mad.
I was like, and I'm sitting there going like this. Yo, y'all, the only thing that really made me mad.
Hey, Stephen A., hold on 1 second. Stephen A., sure. Stay right there. Sure. You should have been gone 2 breaks ago. But you that good of a guest. We'll be right back. Yes. With more Stephen A. Smith.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, we back. Our special guest this morning is my dog, Stephen A. Smith. And so this is my boy, man. We've been ride or die no matter what. We've been on, we've been having a great conversation. And now we got into the Rihanna thing, and all I can say about this is, Lord Jesus, glad it was. That's all I can say.
Lord Jesus.
Because I talked to this boy the same day it came out. Because, you know, we were talking about coming on the radio and promoting the book and stuff
Yeah.
I just called him, man, just to put my arm around him a little bit. Because I've had several people call me and have to hug me.
I couldn't believe it. This is what really, this is the only time I got mad.
What?
When it's like, oh, he's pitting two black women against each other. I said, now stop that. I did not say a negative word about Rihanna. Not a negative word. Okay? The fact of the matter is, I'm entitled to be a fan. And the reality is that I bought both of the albums. I listen to both of their music. I support both of them. I'm just more of a fan of Beyonce than Rihanna. That is not a crime. And I'm like, y'all got to be kidding me. Now this is black on black. So when Michael Jackson or Prince was the subject, which one you got? That's black on black crime? I mean, if it's Luther or Teddy Pendergrass, that's black on black now? We got to stop this. Okay?
Stephen A.
I can't love Steve Harvey. I can't love Steve Harvey. Yeah. And subject to entertainer, I can't love him both.
Nope.
Come on, y'all.
Not on the internet.
Pick a side, baby. Pick a
not
side.
Not on the internet. Internet is undefeated, man. Stephen A.
Well, let me tell you what I did on the internet. I said to the internet, Rihanna, to you, I want to apologize for all of this noise, this brouhaha, blah, blah, blah. I want to apologize to you. Navy and everybody else kissed my ass. I want to be very clear about that. I'm still Stephen A. I'm entitled to my feelings.
Any way I can get it that off the show. Is there any way I can save his ass from his
no.
ass?
No.
From himself.
Yes. No. I'm not going to let you. You dog, listen to me. Me and you go back like Cadillac seats. You can't dig this hole no damn deeper. Now you're dragging dynamite down in the hole and you're lighting wicks.
Listen, I owe Rihanna an apology. How do I owe somebody else an apology? Because I'm a fan.
You don't.
What did I do?
You don't. Stop talking about the Navy. Because they ain't.
And Steve, we had just said, oh, Stephen A. looks so handsome. We were feeling the gray temples and all of that when you first came out on the set and everything. We were rocking with you, Stephen A. And then you said that. Oh, man.
He was like, Stephen A.
But do y'all understand she asked for a debate style format? Yeah.
Okay. I told the team, Stephen A. Yeah. I told the team, I'm telling you right now, when you do these shows, a producer comes in the room and they kind of want to get a heads up. Now, he didn't say this in the producing room, but they gave him the green light of some side to be somewhat controversial about something.
They asked me to help.
I told the team that.
We didn't see that.
Nutty ass was going to do it.
Well, thank you so much. I do try.
Hey, man, here's what I love about you. And it is, take me as I am. I am a straight shooter. And what makes you a huge success is that you are so compelling on TV. You are must-see TV. And that's what makes First Take number one. That's what makes it what it is. Because love it, like it, hate it, need it, wish it. He gonna say it. And now you can take it and feel how you want to feel. But this is what I said. And that is my dog. He is unapologetically Stephen A. Smith. Damn it. I am the First Take. I'm the last take. When I did the show right there, me and Steve got in an argument. Stephen A. got an argument on the show. I said, hey, man, the name of the show is First Take, not Your Take.
You were arguing with Stephen A. Yeah, Steve.
And you know, man, but you come on this show, man. He's such a gracious host. He treats you wonderful. He respects all of his guests. You know, he could really do a number on what some of these celebrities and cats is getting on there saying, because you know they saying something dumb. They ain't really got the facts. They trying to be compelling it. And he walks them through the interview and guides them down. But if you a regular on that show, if you Swaggoo, if you Michael Irvin, if you that other boy right there that had the mohawk, if you any one of them, Greeny, your ass finna get it.
You gonna get it. They know it too. That's the way it goes down. But I love them all. I'm very proud of
you. Hey, man, before you
done.
Go, before you go, how about them Cowboys?
How about them? Didn't I tell y'all? I told y'all I was coming. I told y'all just be patient. I told you they would not let you down. When it counts, when the lights get brighter, they gon' fold. Something gonna happen. And sure enough, it did. That's just the way it goes, man. That's just the way it goes.
Stephen A., you know what it is? When I was a little boy, before the AFC broke off into the NFC, it was just the NFL.
Right.
The Dallas Cowboys was in the same division as the Cleveland Browns, the North Division. I grew up hating the Cowboys no matter what. So when they split up and went NFL, AFL, and the Browns went AFL and they went NFC, my hatred for the Cowboys is from childhood.
But you see,
and I can't get rid of it.
But my hatred for I don't hate the Cowboys. It's their fans that get on my
I
can't. Let me tell you something right now. The Dallas Cowboys can go 1-15. It's in the book. Cowboys can go 1-15. They can end their season on January 5th at 7 p.m. By 7:15. You know we're going to win the Super Bowl next year, right? This is what they do. They cannot take 15 minutes to smell their own stench. They are deplorable. There's nothing worse than a Cowboys fan. If a nuclear bomb drops, three things will survive: rats, roaches, and a Cowboys fan. It's who they are. It's who they are. Okay? And so we understand that. We get it. And so the best thing that I could possibly do, I have to apologize to Jerry Jones and to the Cowboy players, because I don't mean no ill will towards y'all, but your fans are so disgusting. The misery of you losing that comes down upon them is so refreshing. It just makes my spirit feel good.
I've been your ignorant ass be coming on there. Cowboy hat, cigars. I be going, this damn fool.
And that's right. Howdy. That's media. Right.
Listen, they wouldn't let me. I couldn't do what I wanted to do. What I wanted to do, right, was get some pom-poms, right, and start jamming with the cheerleaders and make Michael Irvin and Swaggoo and cats like that put on a cheerleader outfit in my background.
That's what I wanted to do.
They got
but
nothing
I couldn't
to
pull
fix,
it off.
Swaggoo.
Hey, I man, couldn't pull listen, it off.
Boy, hey, everybody, the new book Straight out. Shooter. It's a bestseller. You got to get it. It's called Straight Shooter. It's a memoir of second chances and first takes. It is called Straight Shooter. It's available now on all platforms. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle. You can go to any bookstore. It is out. It is great reading. Yep. Here's our dude. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the one and only Stephen A. Smith.
Yay. One last thing, y'all. It's also available in Audible. I voiced it. I got an audio version as well. You can go to Apple and Amazon.
I tried that. I wasn't good at that. Who?
Want you to know.
Get it in
and
audio.
Thank you for clearing up.
You might be really
stuff.
Good in audiobook. My audiobook failed miserably. I can't read that long.
Mine's right now is top four.
Whoa! Look at you, Stephen A.
Congratulations, man.
Look
Ladies and gentlemen, Stephen A. Smith.
Appreciate y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.